Now, let me mention one other thing why you might want to learn this. And I think this is really important. If you look at where it says in the upper right-hand corner where it says big picture, and you look at the bottom right-hand corner and it says details, I think the interesting thing is there's more power in an abstract idea because an abstract idea actually controls a concrete idea. There's also more value in an abstract idea. In fact, the greater the level of abstraction, the greater the level of value. And in many cases, and I'm sure you've heard it said, that the most profound ideas are the simplest ideas. Well, simplicity comes in being able to see the big picture. There's also more value in it too, because in our world that we live in today, we get compensated for our ability to handle levels of complex, uncertain, and ambiguous information. It's been researched, by the way, that if you have the ability to handle complex, uncertain, and ambiguous information, it will definitely improve your ability to age. But from the point of view of compensation in business, think about this for just a minute. The person in the mailroom, the clerk in the mailroom, handles lots of things. He does lots of stuff. He's doing, handling specific details of mailing every day. Lots of details. As you progress up the corporate ladder, your income increases based on your ability to hold the big picture. To where, by the time a person becomes a CEO or a chief executive, their entire job is tied up in conceptualization. The entire job of the CEO is tied up in having to make conceptual ideas, being able to conceive of new ideas, being able to conceive of things, being able to conceive of big ideas, big picture things, and to get an idea of where the corporation's going. So here's another example in the military. Who handles more things, or who does more? The private who's working and doing very specific stuff, or the general officer? Well, obviously it's the private. The general officer does almost, from the point of view of the private, the general officer does almost nothing. It's mostly a conceptualization job. So as we move up the corporate ladder, both in business, in education, also in corporate and in the military, generally, the more work you do, the less you get paid, and the greater your ability to concept, or the greater your ability to conceptualize certain things, the more you'll get paid. Now, there's one exception to this, and I had somebody ask me one time. He heard my talk on this, and he said, "Well, listen, Tad," he said, "I'm a PhD, and I make next to nothing." And of course, the problem is the PhD philosopher starts in the abstract and stays in the abstract. So I think that you also need to have the ability to move through the entire range fully and completely. Be able to move up and down, to be able to chunk at will, to be able to move to the high level of the biggest picture and move to the details all the way down to the details. Now, if you have time, before you go on to the next section, it would be really good for you to explore this. Ask yourself for the next couple of weeks, what is this an example of? And go through every thought that you have. If you feel you need more help learning how to get specific, ask yourself, what are examples of this? Using the example in the hierarchy of ideas on page 39, chunk up in your mind and chunk back down. Use other examples. Take, for example, art, A-R-T. Take art. What are examples of art? And chunk up and chunk down. What are examples of art? What is art an example of? Do you find you end up in the same place as existence? Do you find you end up in the same place as movement even? Does art have movement? These are all questions which, as you go through the entire process of chunking up and chunking down, what you'll do is you'll exercise your brain and you'll gain greater chunking muscle. You'll actually exercise the chunking muscle of your brain. We'll begin to exercise the chunking muscle of your brain, and your brain will become stronger, and you'll be able to leap logical levels laughingly. Now, I got to tell you one final story. This is almost embarrassing. I hate to say this, but one day I ran into a fella. I was in the old days when TWA used to have automatic upgrades. I walked into the TWA office in Honolulu. I was checking in to go somewhere, I think to the mainland. And I said, here's my upgrade. And they said, sorry, Mr. James, there's no room for upgrades. And I was quite tired, and it was an overnight flight, and I really, really needed to sleep. And so I said, let me talk to the head person here in the Honolulu airport of TWA. So they brought him out and he came out. And he said, listen, Dr. James, he said, I'm really sorry. We just don't have that class of seat available to you. And I said to him, well, don't you want happy, satisfied customers overall flying your airlines? And he said to me, Dr. James, he said, we're going to stay more specific than that today. And I went, whoa, here's a guy that's been trained in linguistics. And I figured with that, I figured I'd met my match. And so I took my coat and went back into coach and slept as best I could sitting up. So the hierarchy of ideas is fun. It's a fun thing. And when you get to the training, we're going to have a great exercise on it. And I think you'll love it. It's a lot of fun. Practice it. Practice chunking up, practice chunking down. I think you'll enjoy it. It's one of the most fun things for me. And as you use it, you'll gain more and more capability, and soon they'll call you a master of language. All right, well, we're going to move on now. Thanks for joining us for program number 7. As we move into program number 8, we're going to get back into the Milton model and begin to learn more about abstract language and trance.